You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
From TickleKitty.com. Please welcome Dr. Sadie Hallison. Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We're going through the inventory here. You sent a giant box of adult toys to the radio show.
That's right. Hey, well, Valentine's Day is 1 week away, so it is time to be thinking about the sexy plans.
Yes, absolutely got to make the sexy plans. I cannot confirm or deny that one of these may have found its way home with me over the weekend.
I need to know which one.
It was met with great glee, great gusto. Ooh. I can't speak on behalf of my wife, so it is what it is. But talk to me about, first of all, TickleKitty.com, that you had a CBD lube.
That's right.
That I thought was spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's called Go Love CBD Serum, and it's a project very close to my heart. I actually created it and developed it with a formulation scientist with a good amount of CBD and in the water-based serum so that when you use it, it heightens sensation for women and makes it all more comfortable. That's kind of what people need to know is that when you use a serum or a lubricant, it doesn't mean that you don't necessarily produce enough on your own or that you need it. It actually enhances things, and it's actually fun to try. So CBD is great. Yeah.
A lot of this is the same thing with the toys and whatnot. It's a different level of intimacy, and it's fun.
That's right, and that's what it's all about. People ask me, you know, how do we get the spark back in our relationships? And there's no magical answer other than you have to try new things and you have to mix it up. And so adult pleasure products, also called relationship enhancement products, are great to bring into the bedroom because it's fun. You can get some laughs. You can also have some great new big O's that you may have never even had before. So it's definitely something to explore in any relationship, no matter how long you've been together.
All right. So if I went rummaging through your nightstand, what am I going to find?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to shock you.
Can you? Try it.
But okay. Well, one of the ones that I really love, and I actually sent it to you, it's called the Joy Ride. It's that pink. It's got two rings. They're very stretchy.
Yeah, I got it. Yes.
And that's actually a couples vibrator. And that's what's awesome. And traditionally in the past, a lot of vibes were for women.
Yeah.
But now there's so many products that couples use together and that are worn. So the Joy Ride is worn on the man.
Right.
There's two rings. So why don't you tell me where you think those might go?
Well, I have a thought.
One goes on the manhood, the other one goes around the bouncing boys.
There we go.
There you go.
Great. Yep. Holds everything in place.
And then because over 80% of women require direct stimulation on the pleasure button in order for us to achieve the big O, the vibrating bullet that's attached at the top,
right,
that gives her the pleasure right where she needs it during lovemaking while he's getting the pleasure of the rings.
So you got you got a little something going for both kids, and that's nice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Everybody's got to have fun. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. But what I had sent you is one of them is the Moxie Panty Vibe. That's that little light blue one. And everything's charged, by the way.
Yeah, hey, thanks.
Charged up.
Just, you know, in case you guys can't keep it together till 10, I charged them all up for you.
Oh, man.
But I love that idea. So do they really arrive with a charge on them, or did you do that?
They actually come charged. And
okay.
Most of the toys these days are rechargeable where you just plug the USB cord into your computer. Well, so batteries.
I only ask that is because sometimes people be weirded out if the seal was broken. But on the other hand, you know, you want to open it brand new, and then it's playtime, like right now.
Oh, because that's depressing if you open it and then you got to wait we got to charge it for 24 hours or 3 hours.
I got to go to 7-Eleven real quick.
Come on.
Bingo.
That's right. Yeah, you want it. Yeah, so they do come charged out of the box. And your boxes were unsealed because I got into them, so they're okay. They're clean.
All right. I feel good about that. I trust you. I trust you, Dr. Sadie. Yes.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. And what's neat about the toys today, not only are they rechargeable, but a lot of them are app-controlled as long as remote. And that's part of the collection that I sent you this year because there's so many people that aren't together physically with their partners. So this Moxie Panty Vibe, for example, you can use it across the room or you download the free app, you can be across the world and be controlling her pleasure with the vibrations and the patterns and so on.
Well, that, you know, that's especially to us here because this is the literally the world's largest military town, honestly, military base anyway.
Oh, right.
Bases around here. And so you've got a lot of people here that aren't necessarily near their loved ones on this Valentine's Day and beyond, and any special day or just Friday night for that matter. This is kind of cool that you can actually reach out and touch.
I like that.
Nice.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that, but absolutely. Like, they would be ideal customers for something like this because, yeah, you still want to stay connected and intimate. And with these apps, you can also put on a video and be together in that way and sext.
FaceTime.
FaceTime, and they allow you to save vibration settings. So because a lot of these toys have multiple vibration patterns and intensities, and you can have it pulse, you can vibrate, you can save a whole playlist collection of a vibration stream that you like on these apps.
So you mean like my TV remote where I get to save like five of my favorite channels or whatever?
And beyond, yes.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Did you bring home the Melt?
I did.
Is that? I knew it.
I did. And I cannot speak for Mrs. Rumble. I'm not allowed to on the radio show. However, I will just say it was met with a round of applause. Let's just put it that way.
She got rumbled last night, if you will.
More or less.
Yeah, so,
not to throw my wife under the bus, as the expression goes.
Yeah. No, rumbled in a good way. You know, do you remember the Womanizer, that product?
Yes.
Air sucked in.
Go ahead.
Shelly's like,
did I jump in too quickly on that one?
Shelly, tell her you remember the Womanizer.
I do.
Tell her what your number was on the Womanizer.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that goes to, didn't it go to like 11 or something, which is way too much. Like, you only need like a 5 on that one. Like, anything above that is, I don't know. It gets high power.
And then low. Yeah. And what's neat about the Womanizer products, and the Melt is actually made by the Womanizer, that same company. These are the air suction pleasure button toys that women can achieve the big O in less than 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
The air suction, it simulates cunnilingus.
How these things are evolving is pretty genius. Like, somebody thought of that, right? It's not enough just to touch. It's not enough just to vibrate. Now I've got to add some suction to this. And this, you know, how much longer before they're serving drinks to you at the same time? Thing comes with a straw, a blender, and
sandwich comes out the side.
Exactly.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice? And a foot massage. Let's just throw it all in.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. You know, Rick, I've been in this industry for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And when I first started, adult products, the packaging, for example, had porn stars on the box, which now everything is so modern. They're sophisticated. They're beautiful.
Stylish.
They're made for women. High quality silicone material that's waterproof for the shower. So they've come a long way. And now with these apps, you can control them across the world. So it's really amazing. And I love that I've been in it so long to have seen how it's evolved, because it's very exciting and they're very pleasurable. And
so,
they save relationships too.
So all of these items and more are available on your website, which is ticklekitty.com, right?
That's right. TickleKitty.com, and then the Go Love CBD serum that we were talking about is at GoLoveCBD.com.
Yeah, that was terrific. All these things are very stylish. They're not, like you said, the boxes aren't garish anymore or cartoon-like, you know? It's almost like... if you buy a new iPhone, it comes in that Apple box.
It's
this
kind like
of is like
it's
that.
It's got that feel
It's got
to
that
it.
Sleek look. Yeah. But it's much higher end, and it speaks to a different culture, you know, a different way of doing things.
It does make it feel higher end. Yeah.
Yeah, they are, and it's definitely a modern time where much more people are willing to explore. And it's really about getting intimate and being expressive within your own sexuality, because in the past, so many people were just, kind of holding back and reserved and not quite open. But now more and more people are coming into their own bodies. Women are having more pleasure faking less orgasms these days. And a lot of that is due to these pleasure products that you can use on your own time, solo or in the shower, which is a very common place. But then enhancements for relationships. And there's a lot of great men's toys, too, today.
That's interesting. So tell me, before we get too much further, tell me about what it's been like during this pandemic time when people had all this alone time.
Well, it's interesting you ask, and as you might think, there was an increase in sex toy sales.
Yeah.
Just like during recessions, there's always an increase in alcohol, marijuana, porn, and sex products.
Hell yeah!
People either have to budget their money and don't have as much to spend on going out to expensive dinners. And then when you have COVID, now you're actually have to stay at home on top of that.
Literally,
so people were looking for ways to have entertainment at home. And so they're exploring. There was a survey done where 53% of the couples that were interviewed said that they were more explorative sexually and were trying more sex toys and more things they'd never tried before, like role playing or bondage, butt play, things like that.
Yeah. So, hey, it is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. And hey, you know, to each their own, and everything is okay so long as it's consensual. And there's so many ways to have pleasure on our bodies, on women's bodies, men's bodies, and mentally together, too. You know, it's about connecting.
Well, you have a great website. All these great products are on there. We're going to give some of these away before the show ends today. We appreciate very much your generosity, and you're always generous with your time, too. TickleKitty.com, Dr. Sadie Allison, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you. And Valentine's Day is just a week away, so time to get your sexy plans together. And thank you so much for having me on.
Better do it. Do it.
All right, guys.
All right. Good talking to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go.